أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of the moment when the ruh of the disbeliever will be extracted from his body, and how at that time he will plead to Allah, and he will plead to the malaika who have come to remove his ruh, that they should send him back into the dunya, so that he may live in the dunya as a righteous and pious person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that that will be of no benefit to him at that point. It will be nothing more than an utterance and a plea that he makes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of alamul barzakh, the intervening phase and period that comes between the dunya and akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the blowing of the trumpet. Allah then informed us that how there will be absolutely no relationship between people on that day, between you and your parents, between you and your spouse, between you and your children, and you will not even be concerned about asking each other about their situation. Such will be the situation on the day of Qiyamah. You will only be concerned of your own situation, and you will only be concerned about your own deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah number 102 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, speaks to us of the weighing of deed. We know that this is haqq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of the weighing of our deed. Good deed and our evil deed will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, فَمَنْ تَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, the person whose scale will be heavy, meaning heavier in good deeds than in bad deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the actual, they are really the one who have succeeded. Can you imagine that moment on the day of Qiyamah when you realize and you see that the scales of your good deeds are far heavier and it outweighs the scale of your bad deeds? That will be the moment of ultimate joy and happiness like never before you will experience on that occasion. And the weighing of deeds will take place. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of mawazin, that each person will have many scales, not just one scale, not mizan. He says that person whose scales of deeds are heavier, then certainly that person will be successful. Now there are different interpretations given over here. According to some scholars, there will be more than one scale that will be used for the weighing of deed. According to some, the scale is so huge that to denote its greatness and to denote how huge and massive it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the plural instead of the singular. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to it by plural noun because of how huge and how great it is. According to other scholars, for every ibadah, there will be a separate scale. So for the salah, there will be a separate scale. For the zakah, there will be a separate scale. And like this, for every deed, there will be a separate scale. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the plural form here. The actual state, condition, and the reality of that is not known to us. As far as the deeds are concerned, how will the deeds be weighed? According to some, the deeds that we perform in this world will take a physical shape in akhirah. And whatever form and shape it takes, that is what will be weighed. And according to some, the deed will be weighed, but they will have no shape and no real form. And that is how they will be weighed. For example, in this world, there are certain things that are measured, which have no weight, which have no real form or shape. Sometimes the temperature is measured, or sometimes something else may be measured or may be weighed in this world. It doesn't have a physical shape and doesn't have a physical form. Nevertheless, the weighing of these will certainly take place. And our objective and our maqsad and the whole purpose of our creation and every effort that we make is to see how we can be from amongst those successful individuals whose scales of good deeds will outweigh the scales of bad deeds. Allah says, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. So you have مَنْ تَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. The person whose good deed will be heavy, or scales will be heavy. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. Allah says, and the one whose scales will be light. Meaning, the good deed will be outweighed by the bad deed. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They are the ones who have really harmed themselves, and they have really caused great deal of loss to themselves. They have wasted their entire lives. Whatever life was given to them on the dunya, for no matter how long and how many years, if they could not use it productively in a way that secured their success in akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, truly, they are the ones who have really caused themselves the greatest amount of loss. There's no loss greater than that loss, and there will be no level of sadness greater than the level of sadness that a person experiences in that moment when he notices his scales of bad deeds outweighing those of his good deeds. Allah says, fi jahannam khalidun, they will abide in Jahannam forever. No telegram that we must do.